black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. I'm Malcolm, artist formerly known as the Black Dot, is here.
In the building, in the flesh.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Yes.
On this Thursday, man.
On this Thursday, ready to close this week out strong.
Absolutely.
We appreciate your presence here with us. You know, as we get started on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Immediately, we want to send a shout out and a prayer to Juice Box.
Yes, thank you.
Whatever you're going through, brother, we're here for you.
Or sister, we don't know.
Or sister, whoever you are, hold your head, and hopefully everything is going to work itself out. You know, these are trying times, you know, so hold your head. We heard you.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, and shout out to everybody who's been joining us in the morning.
Shout out everybody who has been joining us
for the morning meetup. That's been really, really a dope experience. We've been working out of the planet. Today was day five.
Today was day five, man. And so we're starting to get a consistent roll of individuals in there with us who are getting up. Some people on their treadmills, some people are getting ready, but they got us in the background.
Mm-hmm. And sharing and contributing
and
to the
sharing the, and contributing
to yes. the conversation as well.
To the conversation, and it's been really, really dope so far. 85 more days to go. you know, checking in with each other.
I think I'm a like go by weeks because I think that's more of a
yeah. You know,
hey, 85 days. That sounds crazy.
Waking up this early has been crazy.
Yeah.
But it has been great. So we thank you for your continued support.
Absolutely. So don't forget if you could join now, don't forget to get your planner. Marcus got his planner.
Okay, so he's up. Auntie April has hers, yes. And now she's back in the mix, so she's up.
Yes, I gotta get my mother a planner.
That's the bad parent, bad son on your part.
I'm slipping.
The hoodies, you see, we got the last of the last.
Yes, so guys, if you waited all year, you didn't get the hoodies last year, you didn't get, and you wanted one, listen, these are the last time you will see these colors.
Yes.
They're going forever.
Half price, and we're going to end this sale this week.
Yes.
So this weekend.
50% off, shopurbanx.com for the embossed hoodies. We only have a few sizes left. We have two sizes left, but a few of each. Like it's, yeah.
Yes, only extra large and large left.
That's it. And a couple of colors. Black is gone.
Green is gone.
And
yeah.
Crapshoot for everything else. So if you like these colors, the last time you see them is 50% off. Go get it.
Absolutely.
All right. And how was your week?
Week was good. Mm. We went out to see Marcus's new crib.
It's nice.
Mark's got a new crib. It's nice. It's fancy.
It is. It is. I would just say
it's a lot of fancy amenities. It's got him written all over it.
Like, he don't need to leave. Like, it's one of those kind of
gym,
buildings.
This, that, library for studying, and, you know, all this kind of. So we went to check him out, and he was happy to see us.
Yeah.
And so we want to congratulate him.
Yes, yes.
And so, yes, that was super, super dope.
My week was good, too. Getting up early is really helping, though.
It is. For me and Mama Dot, shit, by 11 o'clock, we done accomplished. It's nap time. Yeah. You know, when you get up this early, 5:30, 6 in the morning, and you have a specific agenda of stuff you want to do, not just get up and sit by the TV. You get up and you crossing things off your list.
Yeah.
Bro, it gets crazy.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy? Those hustle porn people, like, where I wake up at 3 in the morning and I do it, I work out 15 hours straight.
I mean,
they be lying. They take naps. You know what I'm saying? So don't feel ashamed about your nap if you're getting stuff done.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I appreciate it because, you know, I'm the king of naps.
Yeah, we're not going to shame you for your nap.
King DS, saying? Thank you so much.
Any hoodies in 4X? Listen, those are gone.
Those gone.
All right. So let's get it started.
Let's get a roll call.
I've been forgetting the roll call. You're right. So I see Dominican Republic in the house, Los Angeles in the house, was good. Winston-Salem in the house, North Carolina.
Brooklyn in the building, Jamaica.
So somebody
Static Live or somebody from Jamaica was out watching us from Jamaica. We can't knock St. that
Louis,
off. Cincinnati,
Missouri,
in the building.
Detroit.
BK in the building.
CT in the house. West Philly in the house.
Phoenix in the building.
Delaware
Pontiac
in the building. Via BX was good. Was good.
Yeah.
Georgia. Thank you guys Cleveland. For joining. Thank you guys for joining. Atlanta. Indianapolis. Shout out.
Mama Dot, thank you for speaking on all that clutter. All right. Cincinnati became...
What is your problem? What is your problem?
Is Noble watching? What?
What is your problem, B?
Hey, Noble, can grandma do this?
He's sleeping. He's at home sleep. You're doing this for no reason. Making a fool of yourself. What did you do this?
Hey, Noble. What is going on here?
Guys, if you're listening right now, he's doing the oldest magic trick
you've ever seen
with the pulling out the handkerchief.
Can grandma do this, Noble?
Out of his sleeve. And he sat here this whole time. With this and
Noble, kids love magic.
What is your problem?
All right.
What is your problem?
Hey, Noble, can grandma do that?
He's sleeping.
Huh?
He's in bed as he shit.
Huh? Can grandma do that, Noble? What the?
God.
Grandpa is back on top. She done braid your hair, try to bond with you. Pampa is back.
This show is already off the rails.
Huh? You never know what Pampa got. See Pampa. I was watching a couple of YouTube videos, and I'm trying to find out how to bring an elephant into the living room, but apparently it's like a lot of mirrors and misdirection, and you need a team. But Noble, ask grandma, can she do that? Now we can
just show us off the rest. Real quick, shouts out to I don't want to ruin your name, but passed your MBLEX exam soon.
All right,
she'll be able to do licensed massages in New Jersey. So congrats! All right.
I love it.
Congrats! When you get your business up and running, you let us know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you have the early replays? Yes. So the morning meetup replays are in the membership.
Yeah, we're gonna try to move them over
where everything else is. Yeah.
So it's easier to find, but they are there. You got to go to morning meetup, and I believe you see it. Yes.
Yeah. All right, so let's get it going. Let's get the show.
You have to admit that was impressive.
That was annoying.
You are tuned into the sound.
That was annoying.
Of Urban X.
I'm not gonna lie. I wanted it to stop around the second color, and it just kept going. It's like, what the hell's happening here?
And believe me, I had more, but I just couldn't fit it all in. You know,
I don't know how I didn't notice that. That was.
We didn't see that.
Yeah.
I had more. Just you know, I didn't want.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, so. First things first. So tomorrow, Drake drops his new album, For All the Dogs.
For All the Dogs.
Now,
that's the name of the album.
That's the name of the album. Okay. So, the first two songs I heard, Slam You Out, and then today, 8 p.m. and Charlotte. That's like his time stamp
thing he
series
does.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed.
What you just played for me, I wasn't impressed.
I'm not impressed.
I like to listen to the full body of work first.
Yes, usually
because
songs
what
sound
happens
better.
Is
yeah.
sometimes where that song is placed,
yeah.
you go, okay, all right, I feel it
yeah,
when it.
Yeah.
So let's listen in its context, but I need to hear the full project because what goes up must come down.
Yeah, me and my friends were talking, like, has Drake peaked?
Yes, Drake has peaked a long time ago.
Yeah, but it's nobody else around.
It's nobody to challenge. In that realm of he do a little bit for the ladies, he listen for trends. Remember, yeah. this is an actor
yeah.
who's playing a rapper
yeah.
who's got a team of writers who get all the punchlines going. It's the easiest money you can make.
Yeah.
Right now, the only ones, I'm going to say it again, who care about lyricism are pure artists, but that ain't, you can't take that to the bank. The bank don't care about you being a pure lyricist. It's who's moving the record sales and who's doing what.
Yeah.
So he's got a team of writers. He's an actor. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He listens to trends. He jumps on the front of a trend.
Oh, so speaking of trends, right? So a lot of people were noticing the similarities between his style, on like the beat he picked, the producer who did it. And this is style, so people are saying he's taking West Side Gunn's style. So okay. Conductor, that's the guy who does all the Griselda beats, who does a lot of Griselda
okay.
beats.
Okay.
Just the
well,
jacket he's wearing.
Well, he don't take West Side style until he start talking gangster shit. Is he talking gangster? Yeah, oh yeah, you that's definitely saying? His clothing.
Yeah, and West Side, he acknowledged that, yo, listen, that's me. You know what
yeah, I mean, but what are you going to do about it?
True that.
It's really nothing you could do about
that
it.
That is true.
But say that it's yours. And we can go on and on of people who've been stealing styles and who makes it better. You made it a hot line. I made it a hot song.
Very true. You're right.
All right. So, you know, that's neither going to apply. Drake is the perfect, what we call avatar.
He's from Canada. Mother's Jewish. Yeah, father's black.
Yeah. He's an actor who's playing a rapper.
He can sing rap.
He can barely sing, but enough to harmonize on the song.
Yeah.
He follows the trend. He is. Probably the biggest hip-hop operative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Going. And as a result of it, you know, he's cashed in. Playing his role as a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to going to Hollywood and...
So, like I said...
But he makes some slaps.
He does.
He makes some slaps.
But as far as, like, albums go, his last two, I wasn't crazy about. I wasn't crazy about Certified Lover Boy.
I like the one with 21 Savage.
He got off on that one.
He got off on that one.
Yeah. But I'm just talking about just him.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. No, I agree.
I liked More Life. That's probably the one I liked the most. I think I still play that one. So
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's we'll see what happens. He's gonna move his units like he always does.
Yes.
But I think if it's like the formulaic Drake, I think more people now will realize it because it's been the same thing last year.
Yeah, because at some point
it hasn't moved anything.
At some point it gets redundant.
Yes.
It hits its peak and we go, okay, how many songs can you make with these Instagram punchlines? How many songs can you say your heart has been broken? How many subs can you throw at Pusha T and Kanye before it just gets tired? And even he will have, but it's going to take someone, and it's usually an artist that hasn't emerged yet, who sat back, looked at the landscape, and going, I'm better than that. Let me, and it's a breath of fresh air. And in order
for... Because he was that.
He was that.
Yeah, he was
when
that.
When he came out, he was a breath of fresh air. Now, remember, the breath of fresh air before they really expand, Drake and other people will collapse onto them and drain their energy. So the higher you go, you're putting Drake and them back up on top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And certain artists are the best at doing that, riding someone else's light when their light kind of dims a little bit. It's a science to it all. It's a science to it all, but he does make a few slaps.
Yeah, somebody said Drake and Rick Ross album was because his last Lemon Pepper Fruit. That is one of my favorite Drake verses ever.
Yes, yes. So
like he got
a certain time they get off together.
Yeah,
and you know, but it is what it is. And I only say that in contrast to a lot of the other stuff that you're hearing on the radio.
Yeah.
He don't sell no drugs. Mm-hmm. He don't kill no people.
Yeah.
And he don't blatantly disrespect. He throw his shots. And so that is about as safe as you can get from an artist in today's market. Usually, they're either one way or the other.
Yeah.
And like I said, if your team are great at production and you got a team of writers giving you the latest punchlines, you really can't lose.
You're right.
You really can't.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Speaking of sales, OutKast.
Oh, yes.
Have just become the all-time, their album Speaker Box Love Below became the all-time selling hip-hop album in history.
I like it.
Drop the bomb there.
I like it.
Okay, now, just for the record.
Yeah, I was confused, and you explained, but go ahead.
When you put out a double album, it counts as two.
Mm.
And so while they technically may have sold 6.5 million albums of that, but because it counts as two, that doubles it to 13 million, which tops Eminem, which I'm happy about anyway.
Absolutely.
Eminem had the white boy head start, so what?
Yeah.
My man, they doubled up on you. Mm. I don't give a shit. The record says what it says. Mm-hmm. So Biggie's on that list. With the Life After Death, a double album, 11 million. All Eyes On Me, was that a double album?
I think so.
That's Tupac and another Tupac. I think Tupac is on the list two or three times. As a matter of fact.
What about 50? He sold 10 million.
Say it again.
Didn't 50 sell 10?
50, I'm going to tell you.
That
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, let's get the list. I want to see the list.
I got the list somewhere. Oh, I had it. I ain't got it no more.
Highest selling hip hop albums of all time. Hold on, let's see.
I had a chart. I'm trying to figure out what the hell I did with the chart.
See. We are unprepared.
Nope. We're not. We never unprepared, Pat.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Okay, you got it?
Yes. So let me scroll down, actually. Scroll down. Okay, so yes. OutKast, Eminem The Show, Eminem again, Marshall Mathers, Biggie, Life After Death, 11 million.
Nope. I got the up-to-date list right here. Speaker Box, 13 milli. Eminem, 12 milli. All Eyes On Me, 11 milli. Life After Death, 11 milli. Tupac Greatest Hits, 11 mil. Marshall Mathers, 11 mil. So those are the top six.
Oh, okay.
You know, maybe right after that. I only did, you know, because four of them are tied.
Oh, they tied.
They all tied for third.
Yeah, got you.
They all tied for third.
Got you.
So Life After Death probably is on that list. At 10 million, Eminem.
Yeah, well, 9 million.
9 million.
Yeah, okay.
Hammer.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
All right.
So shout out, Speaker Box Love.
And shout out to OutKast.
OutKast, the Love Below.
All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
All right, so I wanted to talk about this discussion that was being had about Jay-Z, family members with money. So it was an interview he did with Kevin Hart like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I think they're peeling off bits and pieces.
No, this happened already. This
so
aired.
Why did this become?
It's one of those weird things where like a video just like gets like new life.
Okay.
And what happened was like the narrative. So on the video, Jay-Z was talking to Kevin Hart about, you know, going back home to grandma's house and wanting home to be solace, but because you're the one that kind of made it, your family members are talking to you not as the family member, but as this person, like you're Kevin Hart or you're Jay-Z, And then, you know, they ask you for $4,800 for, you know, a play. That's going, I'm going to flip that into 2 million. He goes, you know, it don't work like that. So people were saying a billionaire can't lend his cousin $4,800. That's crazy. That's the equivalent of somebody making $50,000 and lending a dime, right? So people were too caught up, in my opinion, over the money. And I'm not a Jay-Z apologist, but I just thought, like, they took a lot of context out of what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And I understood what he was talking about. I think he was more so talking about the idea of, again, you're the one, you're the famous one in the family or something like that. You come home and everybody's just, you're just a dollar sign to them.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Like, and another thing, the $2 million that he's worth, $2 billion he's worth, that's not all liquid money. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, and he could probably just give the $4,800 if he wanted, but the fact that he's getting approached with weird business deals that, you know, your cousin or your uncle might have, and he's going to your family. Like, no, that's
not. You know your uncle got a weird business deal.
Yeah, that's not how it's going to work. So I just thought the conversation was taken out of context, and I thought people were being purposefully obtuse about the nature of, you know, what he was saying.
I think that's a great point. Also, the conversations that we always have is that when poverty is your religion, mm-hmm. you just see this person as a way to get your ribs to stop from touching. And so they become a dollar sign. And that's the toxic part of it, because people who used to love you and just chill with you mm-hmm. Begin to resent you for your success. Now, this is what I saw. When I saw he wouldn't give him $4,800 for a business deal, I wouldn't have gave him $4,800 for a business deal either. And because if you can't, as a businessman, a hustler, mm-hmm. if you can't generate $4,800 to start your venture, if I gave you $10,000, how are you going to turn that mm-hmm. into? Now, if he asked for $48,000 for a real solid venture, had plans laid out, Jay-Z might have listened. Mm-hmm. $48,000 is a little harder to mm-hmm. obtain. You can't obtain $4,800. Now, this $4,800, the way you explaining it to Jay-Z, is going to be the flip money to $2 million, and you can't.
I'm going to buy Dogecoin.
Nigga, then, you can't go out and sell T-shirts mm-hmm. to accumulate. So the mindset is that of a very, very poor, low vibrational mm-hmm. person. He would have been better off just saying, bro, I'm screwed up right mm-hmm. now. I need $4,800 to pay my rent. That might have came across a little bit. But don't give me a business plan for $5,000 and you can clearly go sell T-shirts yeah. or work overtime on your goddamn job to get that. So that's a low pitch.
Yeah.
Now, but me and you spoke before the show. Come on, as we do.
Yeah.
If we sign a $10 million deal,
mm-hmm.
UrbanX, number one father and son podcast, boom, boom.
Put it in the atmosphere.
Put it in the atmosphere. Yeah. Uncle Sam, take half that.
Mm-hmm.
Your family don't see none of that. Yeah. They read the damn piece
yeah.
that said Dot and Malk are yeah. up $10
million. yeah.
In their minds, yeah. this $10 million is going to last us forever.
Yeah.
But if you go get a house...
Yeah.
You know, even a modest house, a nice car, me and Mama Dot
mm-hmm.
going to the 55 and over community. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We go up, Odyssey, she got to be splat. Yeah. Nigga, we out of money in yeah. 2-3 years
yeah.
without the money even growing. So when people buy a $10 million home and they don't think about it's going to be $1 million a year
mm-hmm.
or $400,000 to maintain that home, because you got 9 bedrooms, yeah. you got taxes, that lawn, it's got to be manicured. Yeah. You got 8 bathrooms that need to be clean. You probably got a chef.
Got a pool.
You got a pool. You got a
that's bed. Bread.
And, you know, so your family taxes. Around eating up food all the goddamn time. And so this thing can get out of hand.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so it's not as much money, but when poverty is your religion, you hear people making $100,000 and to you they weigh up.
Yo, there was a
and
whole,
they're not
whole discussion about if you're making 6 figures you should be able to buy a Rolex. I'm just like,
no,
yo,
no, dude, not in New York City.
Yo, like, you know, and that'd be the conversation too that everybody misses out on.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
A lot of these conversations about, like, your, you know, your salary and what you work. A lot of that is based on where you live.
Absolutely.
There's some places cheaper than others.
And based on your lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
How many rappers get up because their album is hot and they project that that's where they're going to be and the next album ain't hot?
Yo, I remember Fetty Wap. Right?
Perfect example.
Right? So his first album, he was all over the radio. He was everywhere. He was buying his best friend's cars and stuff like that. I'm like, that's dope. But, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you got to maintain. Yo, like, the recent Lotto winner.
Right.
Right? Won like $1 billion or something like that, right?
Right. Took home 390 probably.
I saw a report. I bought like 3 houses already worth like 40 million. Something crazy.
Right. Yes. Again, you think the money will never leave when poverty is your religion, you're just thinking about living for now, all the things that you dreamed about when your ribs was touching.
Yeah.
And so you're not thinking generational wealth. Most of us can't even fathom how to flip $5 million. So if you give somebody in your family $100,000 right now, if they don't understand any aspect of that, all they're going to do is spend $100,000. Mm-hmm. It's easy to spend $100,000. So you go get a half a whip, go get your hair done, this, that, you out. You know what I mean? And so, you know, understanding we got to make this money last. We got to make this money grow. So, because I can see my mans in that. Yeah, because when you hit me with, if you just hit me with 50, Dot, you know, we grew up together. I ain't seen you in about 10 years, but we go back. Hit me with the 50, and you know, he has no business acumen, but I'm going to give him 50,000. Yeah. You might as well be throwing money into the goddamn wind.
Yeah.
And that brings up Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah, he had like a 25,000 like family fund like for the year.
Every year,
right? And he let his cousin, I think, control it. Like, so if you got a problem, you need this, you go to the cousin, and he take from the fund, right, from the family fund.
But he stipulated that was for emergencies, like the rent might be due an emergency. They ran through that money so damn fast. Each one of his family members wanted $25,000 apiece. Now, he the one doing movies. He the one acting on the road. And see, you follow?
Yeah.
And instead of just having it being a integrity thing. I'm good this year. Everyone went in there and plunged that, I'm pretty sure, in 6 weeks.
I remember people were mad at, I figure who this was. They had stipulations before giving money. Like, if you're in school, you have to do this. Or if you're not in school, you have to. Like, I'm not mad at that. Like,
no,
it doesn't have to be college. You don't have to go to college.
Right, because, right.
But if you are trying to do something, you know, productive, whatever it is that it may be, that would be, like, my stipulations before I just give you recreational bread. You know what I'm saying?
Because you don't appreciate the money when people just give it to you.
That's what happens.
You think more is, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People start factoring in your kindness and generosity into their budget. Yeah. Oh, Malcolm got it. He just signed for the 10 mil. I'm just going to go get another 20 grand from him.
Mm-hmm.
And when you match the vibration of what it is that the money is going to do for you, now you're moving. So you got your certification or you just completed a course on this and that. And now you need a little bump to, okay, I get that because you've matched that level of achievement. For me to just, again, I told you, you puffing weed, playing PlayStation. I'm outside shooting jumpers at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. I get on. I owe you. I can't come back to my neighborhood because you got a problem. And you sat there and watched me? Come on, son.
Yeah.
But those are the rules of the hood. And that's why a lot of people don't come back. It ain't like they really don't want to come back and maybe show a little love and sit down and be around people that they could just be who they are without somebody in your ear, family. And money will turn your closest friend. I've seen people fight over $5,000 from goddamn funeral. like a funeral, you'd be like, God damn.
Yeah.
And so don't tell me what money can and cannot do. I done seen it first. We've all seen it firsthand. So imagine if you heard that they think you up. Oh, forget about it.
You can't explain it.
Man. I'd have to turn my phone off. I'd have to turn my phone off. Oh, Dot brand new. Yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers in the conscious community, because we can open up a, you know what I'm saying, spiritual center. and all this so shit, nigga, what? You know, because we came in together and, you know, we have the incense in the front. We do lectures in the back. Yeah. We got the juice bar going. You know how that is. You know how that is, dude. Yeah, get the fuck up. You don't get the fuck out of my face with that bullshit.
Yeah.
No, that's the way, how it is.
Yeah.
Everybody come out the woodworks. You know what I'm saying? After calling you a sellout. Oh, them niggas sold out?
Mm.
They got a $10 million deal? Oh, you know, them niggas Illuminati now. But secretly calling me up. Yo, Doc, man. Hotep, brother. How you been, brother? No, I just...
Hotep, brother.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Assalamu alaikum. The minister sends his... We gods, you know. You got no minister, they knew who you was. He loved those Elijah Muhammad impersonations. Did I tell you that? Yeah. Everybody come out the woodworks. Everybody.
Goodness.
All right, let me give you some secret sauce before we go to break.
Okay.
I've been thinking about this.
Hmm.
All right? And it ties into this.
Okay.
You're going to have to hedge your bets. Keep 1 foot on earth and 1 foot waiting for the mothership.
Okay.
All right. It's very important. The problem is people are diving all the way in waiting for the mothership.
Okay.
And there's earthly responsibilities. Yeah. There's things going on earth that need to be dealt with. I'm going to give you the secret sauce.
Okay.
The mothership ain't coming.
Okay.
Until the mothership comes.
Okay.
Jesus ain't coming until Jesus comes. Okay. Right? And so what that means is that you have to work your magic here on earth. Right? The whole time I was in the conscious community, from the very beginning, I've sat at the foot of some grand masters who taught me worldly. We talked about the stars and heavens and alternate universes and parallel universes, how to bend and quantumize everything. I kept a job the whole time.
Yeah.
I was like, no, that shit you talking is real. I gotta go to work. Yeah. All right. So I realized I can entertain.
Yeah.
What is out there?
Yeah.
Mothership and all that. But I kept a job.
Yeah.
What the secret source of Eye Opener Productions, talking about the managing body, which was me, Brother Shabazz, and Chris, we all had jobs.
Good jobs.
Yeah. Chris was corrections.
Yeah.
Shabazz worked for Verizon, and I worked for Transit.
Yeah.
And so when we were putting on our events, money wasn't the issue. We weren't doing it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Truth be told, you can ask anybody, the most money, I swear, on everything I love, that we ever made in terms of profit was about $500 to split. Now, that's going to blow people's minds, right? There was one dude, we was at the Chocolate Cafe, his spot, and he was doing the math, and he was saying, dude, I know what I'm charging y'all. I know what y'all charging again, and how are y'all making money? We weren't. But it wasn't, we weren't under any pressure. Because we had jobs, right? Other people in other places didn't have no jobs. And so it started to show in their work. Their spiritual awakening began to have a little hustle to it. It began to have a little bottom line to it. It began to have, oh, I'm spiritual, but I need to have your spiritual ass give me your money so I can continue to be spiritual. And it started showing, and that's when this thing started going left.
Yeah.
Now, let's remove even that. Let's just talk entrepreneur stuff.
Yeah.
If you go all the way in as an entrepreneur and you don't have no foundation to stand on and something go wrong, and it will, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Your wife don't want to hear that. Your kids don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, shout out to Steve Canal, who created Corporatepreneur.
Corporatepreneur, yes.
Right? Which is, while I'm in corporate America, I'm looking around, I'm learning, I'm creating resources, I'm creating contacts.
Relationships, yeah.
And relationships, and then building the entrepreneur gateway so I can get out of here.
Yeah.
Right? So, I'm dropping some secret sauce on you. The mothership ain't coming. I've been in this 25 years. And I've been waiting for the mothership. But the whole time, I done put 3 kids through college driving a bus. Not in the clouds and doing tangible ish. Would have put four through if Eli didn't. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And we kept this job. Now, let it be known, I did walk away from transit one time. In 1999, I pushed all my chips to the middle of the table. I had a new website called hiphop.nyc, hiphopnyc.com. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I was doing interviews. I went down to How Can I Be Down? And I pushed all my chips to the middle. I was going to do this thing. Mama Dot quit with me.
Yeah.
She pregnant.
Yeah.
This is gangster shit. Yeah. She like, if you out, I'm out.
Yeah.
And we left. And what can go wrong, will go wrong. Yeah. Eli was born early. Mm-hmm. My mother passed the next week.
Right. Yeah,
things,
yeah, yeah.
And then I reinstated myself. But I would have never left waiting on the mothership.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
And so that's the secret sauce, guys. I know it hurts. Mothership ain't coming.
We had these dope shirts. It said woke, but I take naps.
Woke, but we I had take these really nice naps. Shirts.
Jeez. We might have to bring those back, man.
Jeez. And so I'm only telling you this
ahead of our time.
Because you can, you know, you can. So hedge your bet. Keep one foot on the job, one foot waiting for the mothership. One foot on the job.
Yeah, it's about
one ship out there for the mothership.
We talk about a lot of balance here. I think that's what I really just think that's what it's about.
Yes.
It's about balance.
Because I've seen the most spiritual dudes, they can't pay their rent. And then they start flipping spirituality. You know, at some point, you start seeing it like, ah, this is a hustle. You selling airspace. You got conferences going about awareness and niggas start selling you bags of voodoo dust and niggas will throw it in these bags of voodoo dust, you know, and you start seeing it. You selling like spiritual water. This is magical. This water is magical. And so you start seeing it. And, you know, so trust me when I tell you, all of it is a hoax. I just hate to tell you, but it's true. You know, it's not a hoax. Getting off your ass, learning a skill set. Mm-hmm. Because remove even the celebrity. That's a whole different realm. There's a whole big block of people who got degrees in engineering, architecture, doctors, lawyers. Mm-hmm. You know what they think of you niggas waiting for the mothership? You niggas is Looney Tunes. While the niggas who waiting for the mothership think y'all just feeding the system. Mm-hmm. The system, the white man's system is in play. Okay. I'm telling you what I know after 25 years of hands-on study. This ain't theory. I don't care who was talking the intergalactic travel of seven chakra enlightenment, stardust, hotep shit. I wouldn't give a fuck. I ain't leaving my job. Until the mothership show up, then I can go, yeah. All right, the mothership is here. You niggas was right. I'm out. I'm just trying to give you niggas some games, son. And it's going to hurt a lot of y'all because y'all like, yo, you know what I'm saying? We drinking my green juice, waiting for the mothership to come. I'm so removed from the system. Meanwhile, bills got to get paid. I've seen the most advanced spiritual gurus need their rent paid. So, just a little game before we go to commercial.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
We'll be right back.
Yes.
From a commercial break. We'll be right back.
To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now, back to the number one Father and Son podcast.
And we're back.
And we are back. Did you get your alert?
I did. And I was pissed because, like, I was prepared. I was like, all right, this time I'm going to turn my phone off. But I was going to pick up Noble from school.
Couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I slept through it.
Yeah. But it wasn't, I don't know if they masked the frequency within the
Yeah, because you can only hear but so much.
Yeah.
So. And you can only see but so much.
Yeah, they got me.
So, whatever, I'm still here. Yeah. You know, I came outside and was like,
Now, the other day in New York, did y'all see it was really cloudy, smoky.
I didn't see it.
Like the it might, I don't know, might have just been my area. It felt like that whole remember the air quality stuff was messed up. Who knows? Who the hell knows? But guys, support those businesses if you want to get CMOS at a wholesale price, so you can have a bunch of CMOS, or you can actually sell it yourself.
Yes,
you know, hit the link below.
AfricanMOS.com. We are going to relaunch because this was more for businesses.
Yeah.
We gave you a sample to check out the goods. We will relaunch. These are for people who are looking for business opportunities. Mm-hmm. We're going to have something real great for you, a step-by-step program.
Yeah.
How to package, how to cook, how to blend, how to this, how to that. AfricanMOS.com.
Yes. The link is in the description below as well.
If you put in UrbanX at checkout, you get 10% discount, or just click our link below.
Just hit the link below. Just hit the
That's
link
the below. Smartest thing to do. I'm talking to the radio people.
Oh, right.
In case they can't see the link.
I'll put the link in with the audio people, too.
All right. Just saying.
All right. And shout out to Ascending Infinite Goddess as well.
Absolutely.
And Mr. G.
Yes, Mr. G.
I got to put his
name. Yes, that was Tasha K.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Doing his commercial, Mr. G,
yeah.
Who has his book out about his experiences with Dr. Sabi. All good stuff.
All right, so let's get to some more stuff.
You are tuned into the sounds of UrbanX.
So this weekend, politics was real soap opera-y, like real dramatic. So Matt Gaetz, he was leading the charge for the Republicans, for the GOP. He was trying to get Speaker McCarthy out as the Speaker of the House. And because a lot of Republicans saying he was secretly working with the Democrats to send more money to Ukraine and stuff like that. So they were pissed.
So they caught him
and they didn't like how he was leading, I guess, the Republican Party. They didn't like what he was doing. So they voted for him to vacate the position.
First time in history, right?
No, I think this happened in the 1800s.
Oh, okay. I thought this was the first time.
It's the first time since that. Yeah, okay. It's been a really long time. And so this was, and I want the, so the, on the Democratic side, his equivalent, McCarthy's equivalent is Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
So a lot of new Democrats like AOC, the people from what they call like the squad, like the new, they came in basically saying they're going to get Nancy Pelosi out. They're going to force the vote, get her out, stuff like that. That never happened. So when the Republicans now did this now, a lot of people were saying, yo, Republicans mean business. Now, that wasn't the drama that I was getting at. I'm just kind of like,
right, yeah, whatever.
White people are fighting.
Yes.
White people fighting. Do you, whatever. I didn't know that you didn't have to be a part of Congress to be named as Speaker of the House.
I did not know that.
So people were floating around the idea of naming Trump as Speaker of the House.
Yes.
Now, this is a real possibility. He even said he'd be open to it.
Yes, he did. Imagine him sitting behind Biden at the House, those congressional meetings.
Right.
Like, yo, oh, that would be crazy.
Right. That's like real. And people were saying he needs to be the temporary speaker for 100 days so we could get some stuff happening. And I think that's it's a real roundabout way so he doesn't have to get charged or something like that. He doesn't have to
deal.
He can avoid some charges.
This is interesting.
He can probably screw Biden over in a lot of things as well.
This is interesting.
I was just like, oh.
Listen, this country is going through a metamorphosis on the financial, the medical, entertainment, the SAG strike were finally over. Automobile, like our, you know, American jobs, our water system. There's a lot going on in this country, man.
I was telling you earlier, like, it was way easier when I didn't realize any of this stuff was happening.
No, true. Knuckle draggers live a beautiful life.
Yo,
man.
My God. Ignorance just, is bliss.
You know, they just,
I get it. I get the comment
ignorance
now.
Ignorance,
you know,
is bliss, bro. Like, I don't know about none of that. I don't care about none of that. I'm just out here trying to find out when I'm going to get my next fix,
you know what
or whatever.
Saying? Democrats are good. Republicans are racist. Like, it was easier to just think like that. You
close
know
your mind after that.
Yeah, not just
head to the next party. I got to go to work Monday. I'm a party Friday.
You know what I'm saying?
Watch the games. And yes. Ignorance is bliss. When you know, you know.
Yeah.
And now you are affected by that information.
Yeah.
And when you know, as I always say, and can't do nothing about it.
Agony.
Agony.
Yeah.
Agony, yeah. Agony, agony leads to indigestion and all of that kind of, you know what I mean? It just leads to a crazy place.
Somebody said, don't entertain, he would never get the 118 votes needed. So I was watching a bunch of people talk about it, and people on the Republican side were saying, if he doesn't get the 218 votes needed, that kind of exposes traitors in the party.
Oh, yes.
You get what I'm saying? So once
it'll flush out who's a traitor.
Right. So once that happens.
Right. Chess move.
Mm.
Okay, so these people didn't vote for him?
Yeah, and then...
Okay, so you against what we
right,
do.
Right, so then more moves can be made. I was just like, yo, somebody said House of Cards. Yeah, this is like...
Yes, yes.
You know, this is, you know, wow.
Stay tuned.
Wow, you know what I mean?
So, that was the thing. So, he's also in court right now for his New York City fraud case. So, they were saying that he was overvaluing his properties. They said his Mar-a-Lago property, he valued it at around $700 million. That Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York City, she valued it at like $18 million.
So you mean she's saying he overvalued that golf course?
Yes. And
hotels.
And that's fraud. They say he overvalued a bunch of his properties, and that's fraud because he's taking investing money with, you know, with a higher valuation and stuff like that.
Okay, so.
Now, here's the thing, right? Again, I don't care. No dog in a fight. But when information is presented that I can just look up by myself and draw my own conclusion, when it's like, okay, there are houses that are smaller than 20 acres that are going for $10 million.
Right.
You know, 15, you get what I'm saying? New York City alone, you get a townhouse here, that's $10 million sometimes, right?
And so while his property may not be $750, don't tell me it's $18
million. Yeah, exactly.
A fucking $18 million penthouse. With like 2,000 square feet in the middle of Manhattan.
That's 20 acres, 90 rooms.
And he got a big ass. 90 rooms. How big is that golf course?
It's huge.
Yeah.
Like three championship. There's also three championship tennis courts on there. Like, yeah, yo. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So it just seems, again, like, you know. Like
this is election season. Letitia James is running.
Yeah.
So everybody's playing their position. She's running. And it's her job so that she can have on her resume, I went at Trump.
Yeah.
He's the easier target. No, I get it. Yeah. I get it. I'm not even taking it personal. It's business. And if he's smart, he's not taking it personal. It's just business.
He actually also, he is trying to get the January 6th stuff dropped immediately off the strength of presidential immunity.
Okay.
That's happening. Biden, Hunter Biden, he pled not guilty to lying about the...
On drugs when he got a gun license.
Yes. So.
And we know that that's a lie because he stay on drugs.
We got him on video smoking crack.
I like to smoke jums. Jums, nigga. That's what we call niggas. So on them jums.
Yeah.
He was on them jums.
Sticking with politics. Hold on. I want to get the story so I can read it to you guys. There was a Pentagon official. He was charged with running a dogfighting ring. Mm. Frederick Douglass Moorfield Jr.
Frederick Douglass.
Yeah. A Department of Defense official and another defendant. They have them in, you know, encrypted messages talking about dogfighting. He's been running a dogfighting ring for, they said, like 20 years or something to that effect. Killing dogs who lost fights with jumper cables. Graphic, just nasty, nasty stuff. Black man, too.
Black man, is he FBA? Is he FBA?
I don't know.
Let me see his face.
I don't know. Frederick Douglass Moorfield Jr. That sound.
Let me see his face. Yeah, he looked a little FBA ish.
Yeah, so he's been charged with running a dogfighting ring that operated.
First of all, if
$1,000 were bet on matches.
If they knew this for 20 years, why are they just taking him down now?
No, I don't think they knew it for 20 years. I mean, he probably...
Well, who's revealing that he did that? He's not snitching on himself. How they know 20 years? Somebody knew. First of all, you can't be in Congress without them knowing all your business.
True that.
So they didn't say nothing. Why are they saying something now?
True that.
Right? Put your House of Cards hat on now. This is a move to either get him out, or he didn't cooperate with something.
Could be.
And now we have to reveal that three people that you are, your public self, private self, and secret self, right? And if you in Congress, they usually know all three. It's their job to know all three.
Yeah.
And so when they pull that card on you, because for that matter, if we start just pulling the veil up, do you remember that guy who did that exercise? He sat in front of the people and he talked about all the crime that was taken, 31 domestic violences, this one back.
Yeah, yeah.
And we thought he was, so he said, what do y'all think? It's the NFL or the NBA? And it was Congress.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so if you really want to start, you know, we can start pulling back the veil on all of that.
Yo, these shows, like, you know, the scandals, like, they're dramatic, but I think the amount of stuff, like the amount of dirt that the government covers up for their own.
Yeah, no lock.
It has to be crazy.
No lash. Is that, they don't, Michael Vick ain't got nothing on this dude. I know I pronounced your name wrong, but yeah, he electrocuting dogs with goddamn jumper cables.
Yeah, that's crazy.
After a loss.
Yeah.
You know, they used to do that to your ancestors after they lost the fight. They was fighting to the death. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you got to beat your brother till he dead.
So.
Anywho, I think he didn't cooperate with something and now he's going down.
They said, oh, word?
That's what I think.
It's like that now? All right, watch this.
Watch this.
So.
He pissed someone off, exactly.
Okay.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I saw the pitch deck of the Vegas, the Sphere in Vegas.
Yes.
Like the aisles, basketballs. Apparently, it costs for one single day of advertising, it costs $450,000. But for the week, it costs $650,000. So that's, I guess that's the deal. You know what I mean?
Of course. Might as well get it for the week.
Might as well get it for the week.
If you got $450, you got $650.
Yeah, it costs like $2.2 billion to actually construct. So they're going to make that back.
Yeah, but like easy. I said, guys, all eyes on Vegas.
All eye
on Vegas.
On Vegas, yeah.
That should probably be seen from the moon.
Yeah.
Pac-12 tournament, Colorado will be in it.
Think so?
Why
I
don't not?
Know. I'm looking at their schedule, remaining the schedule.
Why not? Trust me. The ESPN, everybody's in.
It look rough.
Right?
Yeah.
WNBA right now. Liberty against Vegas.
What's the
I don't know. I think it starts tonight or something.
Okay.
Right? The NBA in tournament. Mm. They got this new end season tournament. That's in Vegas. Super Bowl, Vegas. Usher has a residency. He'll be doing the halftime.
Yeah.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Tupac was killed. Vegas. Hacking took place. Vegas. Oakland A's is moving to where? Vegas. NBA is going to expand in the next year or two. You know where they're moving?
Vegas.
Yeah. All eye on Vegas.
Okay.
Pay attention. I don't know all the details. Something going on.
Yeah, WNBA, they're going to have an expansion team off the Golden State Warriors from the WNBA in 2025.
Okay. All right.
That's cool. Shouts out to them.
Shouts out to them. Yeah.
Oh, the aliens. Vegas. Right.
Aliens. Area 51.
That's right.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah. Don't forget that.
Oh, my goodness.
All Not right. too far away. Absolutely.
Okay.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Well, speaking of college football, not really, but so the University of Utah, they just gifted all of their scholarship players brand new pickup trucks. I think Dodge pickup trucks.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Like, they was in it. They was like, yo, we got full iPad on the... So, crazy, right? So, I was saying that I think Deion, what Deion is doing at Colorado, I think he is kind of forcing every other, like, FBS school to kind of up their game when it comes to taking better player care of
because
their
what
players.
He is doing is, and it's smart on his part, he's recognized, he's read the room.
Mm-hmm.
So these players today are all social media savvy. They all have their own brand. Mm-hmm. They all, you know, have their own following. And he's not, even though he may be traditional in what he expects from his players on the field, you know, to practice and off the field, he understands that that's a whole nother world, and he has opened the lane, and he's prime time, and so other schools have to, in order to compete,
because I'm not going
to Colorado.
Yeah, or Miami.
Oh, yeah, or Miami, but Colorado, get my likes up, get my following up. It's going to be celebs at the game. I can share some ideas. My NIL is going to be tight, and so, yo, shout out to Utah for all the scholarship players, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I bet you that truck company
absolutely
is getting crazier love.
Absolutely. Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah. That's what it's all for. You know what I mean?
Facts. At the end of the
day, but, facts. Yeah. Promotion.
Facts.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So there was a shooting at the Morgan State homecoming over the weekend.
I heard.
And I think one of these shooters is still at large. I saw videos of students getting arrested.
Zakai used to go there.
Yes. I know one of my boys, he used to go there too. Yeah.
That's Odyssey's friend for you guys.
Yeah, that's crazy. Shooting at homecoming. Because where's...
But they said it was two parties shooting at each other or something. Shit. Or something to that effect. And, you know, so...
Yeah, because a lot of these schools... Yo, listen. When people think of college, if you've never been to college,
it's grimy.
Yeah, you know, especially with the locals, guys.
Yes, it's
the real locals. That's what the problem be at. Yes. That's what the real problem is. Like, you go to Temple, it's right in the middle of Philly.
In middle of Philly, bro.
I think Yale is in New Haven. Like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
New Haven, it ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying?
And so, and there's always an element that. A lot of them don't even go to the school, but they come to the school for the functions.
Yeah.
They ain't got nothing to lose. They ain't got no classes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's in Baltimore. Morgan State, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Come on, Baltimore?
Yeah, Howard is in the hood. You know what I'm saying?
On,
yeah.
Come and on, man. And so, it is, it can get crazy.
Yeah, it really, so I wasn't surprised, especially homecoming. So homecoming is everybody at the events, at the whatever's happening. So I wasn't surprised. It's sad. So, you know, hopefully everybody's good. But I saw, you know, videos of kids getting, not kids, but students getting arrested in their dorms, guns pulled on them and stuff like that.
Okay. But luckily no one died from the last report I heard.
Yeah.
A few injuries, no deaths in this one. And so we're happy about that.
Absolutely.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, We like sort of mentioned this on a previous show, but I'm seeing more and more like people talk about this, like just kind of out loud about LeBron's wife being linked to PEDs and I think his former trainer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I a lot of people are trying to, you know, maybe
make the connection.
And I was thinking maybe if this gets loud enough from, you know, other outlets and stuff like that, would this be like the humiliation or the sacrifice? Or would that kind of like be too far? Like he can't come back from that. You know what I mean?
Well, first of all, LeBron is at the end of his career.
True. He's the oldest player in the league.
Oldest player in the league now. Yeah. And so he either has a debt to pay or he will have a debt to pay.
Yeah.
See, LeBron has bigger fish to fry. He wants to be an owner of the Vegas team.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because Vegas or our Vegas. And so they may have another plan for him. And they can kind of defer his payment. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because the person that you put in Vegas, you want them to be a big draw. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Remember, Jay-Z is going to have casinos in New York.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? LeBron could be that point man in Vegas.
That's right, yeah.
So you have to, you know, you got to think big. But you think it too small. You need to think bigger. And so that may be the grand play at that. You know, it's just, we'll see how it play out because you got to be able to pin that on him.
Yeah.
You can say, well, his wife.
Yeah.
And that's close enough for me.
Yeah.
You know, but your wife ain't on performing enhancing drugs to do what?
To recover.
From what? You know what I mean?
Tennis injury. I don't know.
Peace family. Been rocking with y'all since Nipsey interviews. Unfortunately, I started dialysis yesterday, but I'm still here. Strong and rock with y'all. Okay. Hit me up at black.16@hotmail.com. black.16@hotmail. All right. I'm the person you want to talk to. I'm 18 years in. I know all the ins and outs. It's not a death wish for you. You can reverse this, but you got to catch this early. And it's all depending on how much trauma you're dealing with that has to be dealt with. All right. So we'll talk, you know, and make that happen. I'm here for you. I talked to about 7 or 8 people on dialysis off the record, and we kind of build. All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So there was a Brooklyn activist, like an anti-violent activist.
Yes,
who was
about that.
Stabbed to death the other day. And Ryan Carson, he was killed in Bedford-Stuyvesant on Monday. And he had multiple stab wounds to the chest. And he, you know, he was pronounced dead on the spot. Now, I saw clips of the video. I didn't watch, you know, the gruesome part.
Uh-huh.
But it was weird. It was like random. Like,
yeah. What makes you, like, why would you randomly
kill somebody?
And an activist. What was he an activist for?
I guess like anti-violent people. A lot of people were mad at, they said he was like, follow of like Karl Marx, like Marxism, okay, and shit like that.
Okay, all right.
His girl who watched the whole thing happen, she didn't want to give a description of the killer because apparently she didn't want to enforce racial stereotypes or something to that effect. Mm. We're dealing with weirdos here. The story just gets weirder and weirder. Like,
and it's gonna get weirder once we start uncovering that. This is the first I heard about it, but I didn't understand the details. And so he just randomly went by and stabbed him.
Yeah, it was weird. And then the newspaper got a quote from his friends and family and said that if he was still alive, he would feel sorry for the killer because of the social and economic and
got you
problems these people
and the dude in. The killer looked like he was ready to cry when they arrested him and brought him out.
Yeah, and he looked like he didn't know, like it was just weird. Weird.
Okay, I'll accept that. And see, what you're saying is something doesn't sit well.
Yes,
with how you feel about it,
how they're reporting on it,
and that leads you to do a little bit more investigation and find out what's really going on.
Like just random, you
fair
just
enough.
You know what I'm saying? I'm from New York, man.
I feel like that from time to time when they arrested that guy who they said killed that model
the jogger.
The jogger.
Yeah, yeah.
It never sat well with me. It just didn't. I'm like, that doesn't. So I understand the feeling.
So we'll see.
Now, we have a young lady out in Orlando, Florida,
mm-hmm.
who was found hung from a tree.
Oh, yes. What is her name?
Her name is Yona.
Yona Lubrin.
Lubrin. And they automatically labeled this a suicide. YOLNALUBRIN. And the family is not satisfied.
Yeah.
What they're saying. And so they want a second opinion, as they should.
Mm-hmm.
In this day and time.
And apparently the family said she was partially nude when they found her.
Partially nude. And the details that they don't tell you in a newspaper. So something else doesn't sit well with me mm-hmm. when it comes mm-hmm. to this. So let's hope that they do get to the bottom of this. Our deepest condolences out to her definitely. Family.
Yes.
You know, finding your loved one in that condition and hearing about such things is just horrible. It's not good. It's not good at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think she committed suicide either.
Yeah, yeah. That something don't sound right.
All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Let's get Leslie.
You're listening to the sound.
You've been a
you know what's crazy? I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, that's Leslie.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I've been my fault, Leslie. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. real quick before we go to commercial, prayers out to Professor James Smalls.
Professor James Smalls, the legendary historian,
yes,
black activist, warrior of our community, eldership, higher eldership, Pan-Africanist. Worked with Malcolm X, among other things. He's in the hospital, but according to King Simon, who spoke to him, shout out King Simon, he said he's doing well. And so, you know, I saw the pictures of him. He looked well. He wasn't breathing on any machines or apparatus. And so get well, Professor James Small, and come on home soon.
And update on Crazy Bone.
Crazy Bone.
Okay. Apparently he's doing better as well.
Yes, yes, yes. He looked like he's fighting for his life, but he looked like he's doing better.
Yeah.
And looked like he was breathing on his own. Mm-hmm. And he said for the last 9 days, he's been fighting for his life. So shout out Crazy Bone for fighting to be here.
Yes. And now we'll go to commercial break. We'll be right back. Get your questions ready.
Yes.
I'll take some questions and start our weekend.
Yes.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show.
And we're back.
And we are back.
So
let's get those likes up.
Hit the like button. We got some new stuff coming soon. Another new Real Mentality episode dropping soon this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This weekend, new our urban exclusive episodes.
Yep.
And we just got stuff, man. We just have
yeah.
We just have stuff.
Damn, our subscription just don't move, man.
Just hit the like button. We appreciate.
Talking about my subscriptions, B.
Yeah, people, you know, YouTube hates on us.
Jeez.
YouTube hates us.
Yeah, yeah. But we love you.
Yes, we do.
We love you for being here with us.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate it. True story.
All right, so let's get to some more stuff before we take some questions. The SEC announced they are investigating Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter.
After he has it in the bag already, now they want to investigate it? Okay. Yeah. That's a waste of time.
And all it does is just emboldens his base, which Republicans kind of like leashed on to him because he's for quote unquote free speech or something to that effect.
Yeah.
So it just kind of makes it seem like it's for political reasons, which I think it is. Don't get it twisted. I do think it is. But you don't want to make it that obvious.
Yeah. Tell the World podcast, thank you for the donation. Appreciate it.
And also, somebody give me a super chat. I mean, Cash App. Hold on.
Let me get to you.
Broderick, thank you.
Post the link to the new show. What is the link to what?
Who?
Mega, can you post the link, Mama Dot?
To the song? Is that what you're asking? Maybe to the song.
Okay, all right.
Okay. What else we got? Oh, there was a banking exec from Wells Fargo, and I think Delaware, who committed suicide.
Yeah, he jumped off the building or something. Yeah. Okay, all right.
I don't think I might have to get it, but yeah, he jumped off the roof or something, right?
Said it was hard work.
Yeah. So yo, banking, those are one of those jobs where like you get overworked. Like when like junior analysts on Wall Street, like those have like the highest turnover rate.
Yeah, because that's a
they get like
yeah, you get overwhelmed.
Like there's no way to have a family with that kind of job.
No, not when you a junior analyst.
And that's why they're all on coke. And yes. They have to go.
You saw Wall Street?
Yeah.
Wolf of Wall Street?
It's a great movie. Great movie.
Yeah, great movie.
So, yeah. Or do you think it is like signs of something to come? You know,
maybe he knows a little bit
depressions.
More.
Depressions, yeah.
Dude, I don't know what level of banking he was in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The higher up, the more you know, the more you better shut up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe something is, you know, again, public life, private life, secret life.
Yeah.
You know, maybe his secret life is about to be revealed. Jump off the building instead of your wife finding out what you're really into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Melanie C said the replay doesn't work for the morning meeting. We will fix it. It worked for me when I went in as a, you know, just regular member. It worked for me.
Okay, let's fix it.
I will fix it, though.
Yeah, let's fix it.
I will fix it, though. I'm just saying.
Still got to do Ani's stuff. You got a lot of work to do this weekend.
I'm tired, man. Listen, man.
Get it done, man. Get it done for the people.
Goodness, man. I got to go back to the gym, guys. I do. I don't like the way I'm getting right
now. Yeah, bankers have quotas to justify those bonuses. You absolutely. And they get hellified bonuses.
Did you hear about the undisclosed statement? A settlement for Kenneka Jenkins family. No, I did not.
No, I didn't. Is that something new?
I didn't hear about that. Yeah.
So are they going to take the money and be
who's
quiet? Like,
who is it? Is it Crump?
I don't know.
If it's Crump, he getting that money.
If it's Crump, he going to get that money.
He going to get that money if it's Crump. Jay Nightmare asks Malcolm, 13 years from now, if Noble tries to test his manhood with you, what you gonna do?
Gotta put him down,
man.
Got my mother said, I brought you in, I take you out.
You know what I'm saying? He's trying to test me now
And he's only three, so I can only imagine.
Yeah. And don't let him get taller than you.
Yeah, I gotta.
I had that moment with Marcus. He asked, who the fuck? This in the kitchen. He ain't had no shirt on. Had his little, you know what I'm saying, do-rag on. And he drinking juice. I was like,
he was drinking juice at the carton?
At the carton. I was like, and he was like, you an old lion, son. Like, move out of the way. I was like, I'm still a king. He said, your dad, if you don't move, I'll put these paws on you. And I was like, okay, one of us has to leave. And I told Mama Dot, you go in there and talk to him. Yeah, it was one of them moments. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you see Biden contemplating Trump's war? I think that is hilarious.
That was hilarious, yes.
Because, yo, for 4 years, it is the most racist, divisive thing. And we're not going to pay for your wall. We're not going to be, no tax dollars is going to the wall. Nancy Pelosi said, I will shut the government down forever if it means trying to pay for that war. Now,
yeah,
they're thinking about paying for a wall.
Yeah.
Mind you, all the money we've sent to Ukraine could have paid for a wall like six times over. Apparently.
A huge wall.
Yeah. But, yo, the videos I'm seeing, and again, I don't know how much propaganda this is. I don't really know how real, but the videos I'm seeing from the southern border.
Are people running crazy.
Like, they just go, like, come on.
Yeah,
like,
they just let
like
them in.
Acting like first base coach, like,
yes,
home base coach. Like,
they're waving
go,
them
go,
home.
Go.
Yeah, they're waving them home. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
I don't know how true that is, but I saw that, too. And I didn't hear the Trump rap song.
Have you seen the Lacan Woods footage? No, I haven't seen that. I don't even know what that is. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, elaborate. I don't know what that is either.
Anyone in the chemicals?
Watch space in the place. Can you speak on the its influence on you? Space in the place. I don't think I've seen that.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is. We are out to lunch right now, me and Malcolm.
Yeah.
Anything new on the Shaquilla Robinson murder? Nope. That's a Chicago murder?
No, it's Mexico.
Oh, that's the Mexico murder. No new words on that.
Frank James, the guy who shot those people in the subway, you remember that?
Yeah.
He got 10 life sentences.
Of course. He'll never come out and tell what really happened.
That was weird, too. That was just...
All of it was weird. How the cameras happened to not be working at that station.
Yeah, that was odd,
nobody
man.
Died. 9 people got shot.
And then this fat smoke. Dude... It was a manhunt for this fat dude.
Yeah. It's stuff going on that you just can't explain. But it means something to somebody.
Yeah.
America, space... Is the place 1970 Hotep movie? I didn't see it.
Mm-mm.
I need to go see it.
Did you hear about the emotional
support alligator in Philly?
I think I read something like
where
that.
Where they wouldn't let him on the plane or something or somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you just see that picture of that fat guy kicking that alligator? Did you see that?
Nah. Oh. Nah, I didn't see that.
Oh, man. Oh, kicking the crocodile. It looked crazy. That might have been AI.
Did y'all ever right. think about making radiation clothing? Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, radiation clothing, no. Nope, didn't think about it. I thought about making some real blue clothing in case niggas hit me with the laser beam. I'd be like, yeah, that's nothing, son. That's yeah, just it, like a...
It miss you?
Yeah, miss me. Miss me with your laser.
Oh, somebody said that was AI with the alligator. Oh, okay, because I'm like, yo, what the hell is going on?
Well, some of them country boys don't give a hell anyway.
This is true.
Wrestle alligator.
This is true.
You ever ate alligator?
No, I heard it's good, though.
Said it tastes like chicken.
Yeah, I heard it's good, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a pass. I'm a pass on the alligator.
It depends where I'm at. Like, you know, if I'm somewhere where this is like how they get down.
No.
Nah, come on. It tastes like
listen,
chicken.
So my family... If they roasting an alligator, I'm a pass. I'm good. That's just me. They roast pigs all the time, do all the shit. Yeah, I'm good.
Not the pig, not the swine. I don't know about the swine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Boss, you know.
Yeah.
You hear about that lady football player? Chick, she got the first.
What's this girl's name?
She is the first female
Tony Harris.
To get a 4-year scholarship to a college to play football. What's her name?
Antoinette Tony Harris.
Antoinette Tony Harris. She's going to Central something, 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 something. All right?
Come on, man.
And by the looks of her, I'd tackle her.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. I'd give her a tackle.
Come on.
I'd tackle her.
There are human beings that are 6'5 running 4.3s.
Okay.
Why would you, come on. Why are you doing that to yourself?
It's got
to
be a first. Her dream is to play in the NFL.
Listen, man. Come on.
Do you smack on her ass after a good play? Am I out of line?
Yes. Yo, I'm seeing that the guy Mel Tucker from Michigan State, he has sexual assault allegations.
Oh, yeah. The $92 million contract guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
We need that money, man.
And you're not winning.
What Primetime is doing,
yeah,
that $92 million, you ain't winning.
Yeah.
You beating yourself off on the phone. We caught you.
Yeah.
See? Public life.
Yeah.
Private life. Secret life.
Mm-hmm.
And they bagged them. So now they need their money back.
Michael Dad, you're watching Channeling?
Changeling?
Changeling? Changeling. Changeling. I can't read.
I don't know what that is either.
No. Mm-mm. Did you see Funk Flex roasting the Breakfast Cup? I did. Him and Russ. Going in on Envy.
I mean, how's that uncommon? Funk Flex been flexing them. I mean, roasting them for years. You think it's a little bit more to it now because of the Envy situation?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's about.
Okay, all right.
That's what it's about. Because him and Ross were just like, how you going to steal grandma's house under her? And
taking it there.
Yeah, because he had his thing with Envy. Thing with Envy. And then,
you going to steal grandma's house. Nah, I mean,
yeah,
Flex would take that.
Yeah, but that case, it's wild. Yeah. The Envy season, it's
and now Envy is suing Tony the Closer and the guy who was in business with him. It was another dude who crossed over now.
Oh, the credit dude.
Yeah, and now he's revealing.
We need so, JT on the scene. I need to know what's happening.
JT got to fill us in.
He has to fill us in.
Yeah, Envy's going to Yale.
Yeah, yep,
for sure.
Because he's trying to make the case that he didn't know what was happening. So
I saw the documentary.
Exactly. His office is right next to his Caesar's.
Yeah. So, you knew something.
You know what the hell's happening.
You knew something.
Oh, he had a part two roasting Charlemagne for the grape allegations. Got it.
Ouch!
I didn't see.
Tyson in on the Pac setup. I don't think so.
He was fighting, wasn't he?
After the fight, he was still in the dressing room and all that. No, I'm gonna say no on
that.
Did
you hear Suge Knight? Yes, I did. Suge Knight said Orlando didn't do it. It was the other one.
Yeah,
but he didn't say it was the other one. But he said Orlando wasn't the one.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. I think Choke is doing a real good job of uncovering. So check Choke No Joke out.
Okay.
He's giving up some. Play by play. I think Gene Deal knows the most, but that's just me.
Somebody said the Jones Plantation movie ain't just another slave movie. It's about mind control. Extremely eye opening. I'll check it out.
After listening to Biggie's Long Kiss Goodnight, was he on the Pac hit? No, I think. Is that the song where Puffy is at the end of the song saying stuff like I told that one rapper? And then right after that song goes off, you hear. Yay, walk through the valley of death, like the beginning of a Machiavelli piece or something.
Well, I think I remember him saying that prayer on You're Nobody if somebody kills you. Right?
Okay, maybe that's the song.
Yeah,
right. And then the next song comes on and he goes into, who knows? Because these guys always been dropping subliminals. Yeah, Choker's on Reggie's neck. Yeah.
Yo, that dude, I knew that dude was dirty, man.
A chronic liar.
Yeah, I knew it.
Why is the 50-pound CMOS 750 on the website? Well, do you know what 50 pounds? Remember, this grows 200 pounds in its weight. So 50 pounds is like, do you know how much money you can make off that? If you put 4 ounces in a bag at $20 or $25 a pack at 4 ounces, which is enough. So you got to think in terms of how that lays out. Yeah,
it's wholesale. You know what I mean?
Yeah, wholesale.
Wholesale.
But you got to get in the middle of the floor with the family and bag that. Keep bagging that.
Bag the
people,
work.
You, a pound of sea moss is $20, $25, mm-hmm. $30. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, even more than that, that's $200. I mean, pound. $20.
Yeah.
It's something. I'll check it out. But I know people are selling 4 ounces for $25.
Yeah. 50 pounds is a lot, too, man. Like,
that's a lot of sea moss.
That's a lot of anything.
Yeah.
50 pounds?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Somebody said that's 20 birds. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
I
gotta flip that. Yeah. Let's take some more questions before we get up out of here.
Yeah, I'm ready to get up out of here now.
Yeah, man.
Work up on my magic act a little bit.
That was insane.
Dude.
That was, yeah.
You wait until I bring that elephant in the living room.
That was insane.
He gonna be like, whoa.
So what's up with this bed bug outbreak in Paris? Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, during Fashion Week, they said the bed bugs is everywhere. I saw them on the subway systems, high-end hotels. They are everywhere.
I don't know who, what Haitian woman, old grandma is doing voodoo on Paris.
Yes.
But they are doing it. They have Paris has going been doing it. Bad.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They are going through it.
Paris has been doing bad, man.
Yes.
Because I spoke to people who've been to Paris, said it just smells all the time.
Yes.
While they're there. Like,
no,
it just...
when I was there in the 90s, it smelled.
Really?
No, that was Germany. One of the places I went smelled bad. And they was like, this is fresh air. I'm like, this is not fresh air. Like, this is bad. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. Somebody said we're already in a recession. Yeah, that's been happening. That happened a while ago. So they changed, and it happened so long ago that the Biden administration changed the definition of what a recession actually is. They're trying to say, like, no, it's actually 4 consecutive quarters when I think it's 3. It's something, I forget what the actual definition is of a recession, but we've kind of blown past that.
Who's my favorite Batman? Is that what this is?
Ooh.
Homie from Rising.
You talking about for Christian Bale?
Bale.
Yeah. He's dope.
Montino
Pride. Thank you.
Thank you. My favorite Batman is Adam West.
Oh, come on, man.
From Off TV. Holy snazzles, Batman.
Come on, man.
If I could just get to my... utility belt, Robin.
Yes, interest rates went up to 8.4. God damn, man.
Yeah.
Do you think there will be a 2024 election? It depends. I think, I'm not going to lie, I think these next couple of months will be huge. I think the stuff that's going on with Trump, the speaker, Biden, because I think they're trying to usher him up. Gavin Newsom, every time they've spoken to him on camera, he's shined. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay,
he's shined. So they might, and he's been like defending Biden. So they might use that as a way to kind of ease Biden out. All they can say it's health reasons and stuff like that. So
then I hear the little J. Cole. J. Cole is mean, son.
On the little Yachty track. Yeah, what's up? Yeah, he snapped on that.
Yeah, he snaps on his joints. Jimmy Butler looking. Yeah, he's wilding.
Dad Malcolm. We spoke about what Canada's doing with the streaming platforms and podcasts and stuff like that, how they're trying to censor.
Yes.
And I was saying before, we're looking at it from an American brain, like they have a First Amendment, like free speech, and they don't. So they can kind of do whatever the hell they want.
Yes.
And while Trudeau is in, he's basically like, you know, he's doing whatever the hell he wants.
As they all do.
Yeah.
Yep. Adam West. That's what I'm saying. If I could get to this particular bob on my utility belt.
Newsom giving reparations. I heard certain areas he's, you know, trying to go for that. Dad, did you notice the price is so high? We don't buy things we don't need. Yeah. That's how it really should be.
Absolutely.
No, the Dems should nominate that dude. Talking about Newsom?
Probably. All right, guys. This has been real.
This has been real, though. Thank you guys for joining us. Don't forget, the embossed hoodies are on sale for 50% off. And once they go, they are gone. You never see these colors again.
Yo, you know what? On the next show, I'm going to disappear right in front of the camera.
Oh, my God.
You're going to see smoke? Poof. I'm gone, son.
You're not fast enough for that.
I watch. Watch. Tell Noble to be tuned in.
You are not fast enough.
If he
want to
see Pampa disappear and see if Grandma can do that.
You are not fast enough for that.
Watch.
But thank you guys for joining us. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Please hit the like button before you get up out of here. We'd appreciate it.
We really would.
If you still haven't got your planner yet, go get your planner. You know what I mean? Yep. And if you're a member, join us for the morning meetup tomorrow morning. We'll see you guys
tomorrow morning. We'll see you in the morning.
6:30.
6:30 in the morning.
Somebody see y'all finish early. Be like that, man. So we'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Peace.
Peace.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.